This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies at New Orleans and Company. We're going to talk about a number of things in the aftermath of a very busy three-month season that we're coming off of. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. Thanks for having me.
So, Stephanie, in the aftermath of Taylor Swift, Sugar Bowl, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, we're now moving to another stage, the festival season. Things seem to be going really strong.
It's been an incredible year amidst so many things that have happened to us, starting with the tragedy of the terrorist attack and then great solidarity by our community to come together and our country in supporting us and our customers as well. So, you know, I was just at a meeting this morning with a lot of folks from our industry and said, this is in some ways the longest quarter I've ever been through. It's hard to believe it's, you know, the middle of March, all the things we've done here in New Orleans quite successfully.
Absolutely. You know, and right after every one of these events, we had like fairly large groups of people coming to the city.
We do. And you know, I'll use today as a great example. Today, just following Mardi Gras, we have two significant groups in. And this is one I think people don't think about is all the youth sporting events we do. We have 22,000 10 to 18-year-olds, mostly girls here, 650 teams from 32 states competing in the Nike Music City Championship. And, you know, we won that event from a competitor city a couple years ago. And so while they're here, we've got 6,000 folks here from student affairs and higher education. So if you happen to go by the convention center or any of the hotels, it's extraordinarily busy. And you think of a period following Mardi Gras that it would be, like you said, a bit of a break between Super Bowl and, you know, our next big of festival season. But in fact, actually, the day after Super Bowl, we had the Center for Literacy and Learning check in with 3,000 people. And then right after Mardi Gras, we had school superintendents literally building out their exhibition on Mardi Gras Day and checking in. So, you know, we provide that consistency of business for our community, for our restaurants, for our venues, for our, you know, folks that all work in the hospitality industry that really create continuity for our businesses. And we're very proud of that work.
You piqued my curiosity about this Music City thing. What is that convention about?
It's a volleyball competition.
Oh, it's a volleyball. Okay.
Sorry I left that out. Yes, there are 23,000 mostly girls from 10 to 18 years old. So I guess our message would be to all of our friends around the convention center and hotels, have lots of chicken fingers. They are young and they are hungry and they're competing.
And they play good volleyball. I happened to be at a volleyball tournament this past weekend, and it's amazing, you know, how well. And I mean, they're pure athletes. Totally enjoyed it.
It is. They are very athletic. You know, Nike's a sponsor, and it says a lot about the, you know, the importance of youth sports and the appeal of this competition. They sold out, and we're very proud to host teams from 32 of our states here in New Orleans.
How long will they be in town, Stephanie?
Just a couple of days. They're going to be wrapping up this weekend. They're here the 15th through the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also at the Hilton, you know, right down the street.
Right. And I was looking at one of the reports that you have about, you know, the number of peak rooms with each one of these convention centers, at the convention center. And it's really important to get a good diverse mix of small, medium, and large, right?
It is. Our city's a bit different than a lot of the cities we compete with. By nature of where we have two Fortune 500s in our state, we don't do the amount of individual business travel, people going to travel to their regional office that happens in other cities. And so what we do in convention sales and services is we build the foundation. So we're not only looking at today, we're looking at into 2030 and 2040 and looking at multiple different size groups. That creates what we call compression. It creates a volume of visitors. So then when we do have events like Jazz Fest coming or French Quarter Fest, our convention calendar, because not only is it important for our convention calendar to fill the convention center, we have 26,000 hotel rooms downtown at all different locations from the convention center. So the importance of in-hotel meetings that our team books here at New Orleans and Company and our hotel partners, you know, we book half of what we do in the convention center and half in the hotels. And that's very important because the further you get away from the convention center, the least affected you are by some of those conventions, even into the French Quarter or into the areas downtown in the CBD. So it's very important for the community for us to look at all of those sizes of meetings, from 10 rooms to something like we just hosted, like the Super Bowl, which absolutely takes up every room in the city.
Yeah, and they're so dynamic, right? I mean, my experience just with the Super Bowl, and I hadn't been on Media Row the previous one, but everyone says, oh, my God, it's doubling in size, and it's so different. And I got to imagine it's the same with a lot of these conventions that do come back year after year.
They do, and they change, and the dynamics of their membership changes, the age of their membership, the value of what they're educating, what their education provides. And just like our broader economy benefits or maybe retracts from what's happening from technology to innovation, these conferences have the same impact. And so you'll see, like, for example, I mean, cancer research is a tremendous topic with meetings of all different kinds all over the country. And as money is put into cancer research or other fields, then it draws people from all over the broader economy, whether it be someone that's developing a new drug or educators or doctors who are looking for new treatments. So it really, the meetings industry does respond very much to what's happening in the country and in the world in terms of topics and technology and how things are growing and becoming more important.
Absolutely. What do you see? I know we've talked about this a couple of times, but you're out there competing in a very competitive arena. What's our biggest challenge from a story perspective about what we say about ourselves?
That's a great question. And I think that many destinations, you know, we, because there's so much more competition, that is 18 convention center projects around the country in various phases, like Dallas is closed now, and you see all these things. So I think that, you know, for us competitively, from my career in this industry, what happens around the country matters. You saw, you know, a period of time where legislative issues impacted where people wanted to go or not go. One customer said to me last week, I just want to go back to being able to book meetings, and that's it. So I think for New Orleans, it's very important for us to remain fresh and to continue to see growth and innovation happening, putting ourselves in the national spotlight really successfully like we did with Super Bowl is very important. seeing new projects like the Omni come on is very important, because our competitors have so much new product coming on, new hotels. You know, we've all talked about, you and I have talked about Nashville. Nashville and New York are bringing on more hotel product than any other city again this year. And so fresh and new is really important. What we've done to emerge in New Orleans, what we've done so successfully in crime and safety and preparation for the Super Bowl is benefiting us. That was very important. Our customers in the age of technology and in the age of 24-hour news cycles, they watch what's happening in every city they're meeting in because their attendees respond. So if something happens from a crime perspective, from a weather perspective, from a legislative perspective, they're not just calling New Orleans, they're calling their other cities. So we all as destinations have to be hyper aware of what's happening in our communities. And something that we say around this building is we have responsibility sometimes where we don't have authority. We have to be well-versed. And we have to participate in what's happening to make our city a better place to live, work, and visit. And I think that's why the work being done, you know, Walt Leger very well, Kevin Ferguson, you know, our whole executive team, to
Stephanie,
strengthen that message.
Let's do this, if you don't mind. Let's get to a break. We'll come back for your final thoughts, because I do have a couple of questions I want to ask you. We're visiting with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies at New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies at New Orleans & Company. There was something you said, Stephanie, and it kind of brought something to light for me. We were talking about these large conventions, medium-sized, small conventions, but they all kind of desire the same thing, right? They like a clean city. They like the way that a city presents itself and such. Are we truly all on the same page as to how important that is for us here? I mean, I know we went through a big, big exercise for Super Bowl, and I know there's
a
deep desire that we continue it on. But I was just interviewed the Inspector General, Ed Michelle, and in the streetlight department, they have two employees. Literally impossible to be able to, manage the streetlights. Not enough people. It's those kind of things that people see and recognize, right?
Well, I think we are, and I think it's important to say that. And our department here at Convention Sales and Services, we're working with entities and government and all the industry to make a convention successful. No one thinks about the coordination on the face of it to run a shuttle service for a major citywide. But we do that successfully day in and day out. And I think the testament, and look, let me just say that every city has challenges and I don't want to pretend that we don't or gloss them over. But what we do extraordinarily well is work together. And you hear folks around town loving to say that we're built to host, and I'm incredibly proud of that. But what's important about that is it's true. What our competitive advantage is our people and the ability to love to host and genuinely host. So when I look at over 320 conventions that our teams brought to the city this quarter alone, and you know the great majority of them extremely successful, I would be naive to say that we weren't successful as a destination if we couldn't pull that off. And I think that's absolutely the bigger thing for me, is we're really good at it day in and day out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephanie Turner. We really appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Newell.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.